Allstate agent Summer Obernauer is now serving the Pittsburgh area with all kinds of local insurance advice. Summer is someone you can count on to help you protect all that's good in your life. Stop by his new office at 2101 Greentree Road or call him at 412-489-6443.
Divorce. It's a subject that many people are uncomfortable thinking about, let alone talking about. But for this next half hour, divorce is all we're talking about. Welcome to Dealing with Divorce, a program dedicated to the serious subject of divorce. The host of the show is Nan Cohen, divorce consultant. Nan has assembled a panel of various experts who work with families affected by divorce. And now, KQB is pleased to present your host, Nan Cohen.
Nan Cohen!
And welcome to Dealing with Divorce. I can honestly tell you, I can't say that I've ever really dedicated an entire show to going to all these different phases of what I always say is the part of the divorce where everybody just thinks things happen. And I'm not sure how or if they think I'm the one putting that all together, but getting involved in the insurance part of a divorce can be somewhat complicated. I know the pitfalls and the downfalls, and I know what goes on when a premium isn't paid and how we didn't secure alimony and taking that all to the head of the problem when all of a sudden something happens and we have what do we do now? So I always push proactive instead of reactive. So without further ado, who did I ask to step in? Summer Obernauer. How are you, Summer?
Hello, Nan. How are you today?
I'm really happy that we're going to bring this to the point that we're so early in the year that we could get the word out and get this going for people. And we want to say we have a special guest joining us from your agency, from the Obernauer Insurance Agency, Cindy Walker.
Hello, Nan. How are you?
I'm good. So you work with Summer?
I do. I do the financial end of the business.
Give me what is he really like to be? What's he really like in the office? He's always happy when I call.
He's very happy. He's very always great to work with. He never complains. He never gets flustered. He's very calm.
He just takes it on. We're going to get this problem solved and go right for it.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. I might ask her that again at the end of the show.
That's fine. She just earned a bonus for lying on
the air. You guys be $20 later.
You're going to be paying for parking. Well, we're glad to have you with us, Cindy, and I understand you're going to help us out with this. So I'm going to tell you, you know where I come from on this part. So I'm going to now just tell me where you, Summer, Cindy, where do you step in? Summer, you want to take it first?
Sure. The work that we do as an agency, whether it's dealing with your home, your auto, or your financial aspect that Cindy deals with, all begins with the same process. We need to listen. We need to talk about what the needs are for the particular situation that we're dealing with. Whether there's children involved, whether it's a younger person, an older person, what type of assets they need to protect, and whether they're going to be protecting everything that they have, or it's shared with somebody else, what the particular living arrangements are. So these are all things that we sort of listen with our two ears and keep our mouth shut and let the client sort of direct us as to what their needs are. Also, in some instances, the lawyers have gotten involved in the situation, and there are certain requirements that we are supposed to be following. So we take that into account also when we make our recommendations as to what we want to do with your coverages.
And the interesting point is when I start with a client in my own divorce world, which is 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year right now, I'll say, you know, round up all of your paperwork. And I don't specify, grab me all your insurance. I always assume that's going to be included, okay? So here's what I get. Sometimes I get a very organized person with a big file folder and everything's in there, or I get a garbage bag with paperwork and we're gonna go through it and get it all figured out. In both instances, insurance, there's never the completed insurance file. They know they have coverage, whether it's life, auto, home, but they're covered. Nan, I'm covered. But I want to see it, we need it, and here's why we need it, okay? We got to make sure somebody's going to be paying those premiums. We need to have copies of this, and I'm telling you, it's the one pitfall we have, and we have to go back and trace it. Well, I think it was this, and I think we had that, and I think he might have changed this, but then she got a job and changed that. We hear this all the time. So when I say we got to start with this paperwork, or when we're looking at these policies, or we're looking at some of these financials, we have to have those in tow. And if we can't, at least get some of the names and the policy numbers, because sometimes it's like a needle in a haystack.
Mm-hmm. Exactly correct. The most popular response is, I don't know, I didn't take care of this, my spouse took care of this. I don't even know where to begin. So as we're doing our due diligence, sometimes we can't find that needle in the haystack, and then we need to start from the beginning. Okay, what do you have? What do you need? What do we need to do? So it's hopefully a combination of the two, whether we're sifting through the garbage bags to find the current policies, but a lot of times it's, okay, we can do this. We'll just start from scratch. It's going to take a little bit longer to do, but we only want to do it once. We want to do it so that you're protected properly.
Right. So when we go into this and we look at from the onset of a separation or a divorce, sometimes they remain in the home together because of financial restrictions at that very onset. Normally, somebody's going to move out at some point, and they think, well, I have a homeowner's policy, and if we happen to get into a rental situation on a temporary basis, or we happen to buy another piece of property, you know what they say. Well, I'm taking the stuff that's already covered in the home. You're shaking your head like we say that. And it's like, honestly, it's just not the knowledge that they have. So go ahead and enlighten me.
What you get with a local insurance agent or somebody who's an expert in this, I can enlighten you or enlighten the client as to what the right thing is to do. So when that incident happens or that accident happens, or if in the rental example that you just gave, when the idiot upstairs leaves his bathtub running and the water's dripping down through the pipes and has now damaged all your electronic equipment, your clothing, your personal stuff that is not covered by a homeowner's policy, you now are protected and you now have coverage for replacement costs. The most popular statement I get is, oh, I don't need renter's insurance. The landlord has it. Well, right. that's wrong.
And the landlord might be another homeowner just renting out his home, you know, to you temporarily, and it's not even on paper, so to say. But the assumption is, oh, well, I'm covered for that computer. It's on my homeowner's policy. So I wanted to bring a couple of these points out from what I see every day, all day. You know, so I wanted to hit you up with that. We going to take that commercial break? Yeah, let's do it. And when we come back, we're going to step in with you, Cindy Walker, and you're going to tell us exactly what you do on the end of it, okay?
Sounds great.
All right.
You make my life better. Petland Pets make life better.
Hi, this is Alan Kaplan from Petland in the Pittsburgh Mills Mall. My family and I would like to thank all of our customers and the KQB listeners for making 2014 a happy and eventful year. Just like many of you, my family has taken home a new puppy. In my case, that makes dog number 3. Wow, is it an exciting time at our home. My daughters are really involved in the housebreaking process, even to the point that we have a chart of, yes, when Stormy goes to the bathroom. You always hear me talking about crate training, and let me tell you, it really works. It's a good thing at Petland in the Pittsburgh Mills Mall, we have all of the training aids my family needs to get Stormy housebroken. Now, people always ask me, what about my older dogs? Well, mine took a few days to get adjusted, but like I always say, they will learn to cohabitate. I would just like to say owning a pet is truly a fantastic and life-changing experience. Come see me at Petland in the Pittsburgh Mills Mall.
Yeah, you make my life better. Petland Pets make life better.
Let's give it up for old asphalt and a new pair of shoes. Let's give it up for a good rhythm meeting a sweet melody. For a church cookout under clear skies. Let's give it up for good things coming together, like bundling your auto and other policies together with an Allstate agent, which can save you time and keep you better protected. Let's give it up for good.
Call me, Allstate agent, Summer Obernauer at 412-489-6443 today.
Insurance subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Divorce, divorce, divorce. Sometimes we hear these words way too often on TV, on the radio, more personally with your friends, family, and sometimes even you. I'm Nan Cohen, the divorce reality expert. Questions I'm often asked: can my marriage survive infidelity? Where's all of our money? How do I choose a divorce attorney that's right for me? When do I tell the children? The questions are hard, but the answers can be found when you have the proper knowledge. Whether you're in the before, during, or after stages of divorce, it's never too late to empower yourself when it comes to divorce. Together with my team of experts, we'll find the answers for your specific situation, because no two divorces are the same. Call me to schedule a consultation at 412-996-3346. That's 412-996-3346. Visit my website, divorcerealityexpert.com. Don't let divorce define you. DivorceRealityExpert.com is just a click away. And we're back with the Obenauer Insurance Agency, Summer Obenauer and Cindy Walker. We're talking real quick. You've got some exciting news to share with us, too.
The website that I have been promising you is finally up and running. It's an interactive website.
Great.
You can go to obenauerinsuranceagency.com. And you can see everything from the different types of insurances that we have to meet the team, frequently asked questions about insurance coverages. There are a lot of blog posts on the site. Even our past radio shows are on the site, so there's a podcast link that you can hear our past our past shows.
That's great, and it's nice because somebody stopped me actually at our at the supermarket we both go to and said, "You always say he can go north, south, east, and west." I said, "Yeah, he's a little go-go car." I said, "He goes everywhere." I said, "No, don't worry where he's located. He'll come to you." So that's great.
Yeah, one of the things that's even on there, our pet expert is on there, Tucker, who he assists with our pet insurance. That's the black lab retriever who is continually cleaned at one of your other clients.
Yay, Tucker.
But one of your other clients at facilities, Alan Cohen and the Petland, yes.
And the Mills. Oh, that's wonderful. All right, so good for Tucker, and I'm glad we got the website going. So, Cindy, talk to me about, you've got a lot of little points over there on your paper.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Nan.
Sure.
What I wanted to just make sure that a lot of folks are aware of, that, you know, when you're getting divorced, what do you need to do from a financial aspect. There's quite a few that you need to be concerned with. How many kids do you have? You know, what are the ages of the children? A big concern is, you know, through that divorce agreement, you need to work together with a lawyer prior to the divorce finalizing.
So, Cindy, when we're securing things, because I'm going to assume most people have a divorce attorney, I want to put in there, because you can't do this alone. And I'm going to say, even sitting in a coffee shop with your spouse signing something, that could be held up in a court. So I'm always going to push to have an attorney present, you know, final paperwork before they would sign off on the divorce. But when we get into areas of support and alimony, what can we do to secure I'm going to get what's rightfully owed? And what happens if they become ill or, God forbid, pass away? How can I secure that up for my future and my children's future?
Life insurance would be a really big part to covering that gap that you would be concerned about. You know, if something happens to your ex that you're relying on that child support to be given to you, something happens to him prematurely, whether it be a disability or whether it be, you know, he, you know, has a terrible fatal accident, you know, what are you going to do? So life insurance would be a great piece to that. That is now becoming more and more common with a lot of divorce attorneys to suggest that, but what I'm seeing is that there's not any follow through. And what I mean by that is that, you know, they'll suggest for each of them to get life insurance to protect one another while the children are young, but they're not following through with that. Let's say that, you know, client A comes in and he gets a life insurance policy, and the divorce attorney says that the ex-wife should be the beneficiary. Who's to say that he doesn't change that a week later? So what I would recommend is that you would get two separate policy and be owners on each other's policy. So for his policy, the woman would be the owner because she would have complete control of that policy. So if there's any changes in beneficiary, the woman is the only thing that only person that can change that beneficiary. And she, of course, would be it would be of her interest to continue to pay for that policy and not let that policy lapse, because again, that's coverage for her, but it's on his life.
And they can structure agreements to say, even though she's paying for it and she's in control of it, that the money does come from him. We can secure it that way. It's actually one time, you know, once a year payment that he, you know, that payment will secure that, so that she's not out all that. And that depends on what you're securing. If you've got an alimony claim in there with it, we'd want to go for that as well.
Absolutely.
So we've often found out that people get divorced, we'll say to them, okay, we got to change some beneficiaries, and you think that you're the one sitting, well, it has to go to me. Not necessarily. When the day that decree is filed, you are divorced. Unless you're protected, they can make that call to your office and say, hey, I want to change my beneficiary. And what do you have to do?
I have to change the
beneficiary, right.
Whoever the owner is on the policy is the one that has full control of that policy.
And so can you put in provisions and policies for custodial children under the age of 18?
Yes, you can. One of the suggestions that I make, because you don't want to spend the money to get a legal custodian, what a lot of insurance carriers allow you to do is that within the application, if you have a child that is under the age of 18 as a beneficiary, we would just want to name somebody as somebody that's over the age of 18 that could accept the check on their behalf if something were to happen. And then once that child becomes 18, that person is actually taken off of the application, and we can hand the check directly to the person once they're 18, the child.
Perfect. So, I mean, these are, you know, the checks and balances. And I think that a lot of times when you're sitting there looking at the paperwork, and the divorce process is so overwhelming, this is that gray area where I'm telling you, osmosis happens and it's just done.
Yes.
And the same thing for you know, a homeowner's policy, right? Let's say husband ends up with home, wife moves out. We got to reestablish him in that home, correct?
Yes.
And she should be off ASAP, right?
Yep.
Because
yes.
It's not her liability anymore. Do you often see where those oopsies happen?
It's a daily occurrence. People just don't think about it. They have so many balls in the air that they're juggling as part of the divorce process that. And they're mistakes. That mistakes happen,
right.
And most of the time, there's no negative consequences. But when there's a claim, all of a sudden there's a negative consequence, and you may be liable for a home that you don't own anymore, or a car that someone else is driving that you don't want driving, but your name is still on there, and you did not follow the procedure to separate yourself from the existing policies.
Right. So, Cindy, you got some other good points over there. You got lots of paperwork there.
I do. I also wanted to bring up when it comes to financial, you know, whether it be that there's a 401k or a pension that may be split, that you probably want to talk to somebody in the financial industry to find out what your concerns are.
And you can handle that?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's take a quick commercial break. Hold that point. We're coming right back.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a crack foreman in your water pipe. I may be too tiny to notice, but not anymore. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, you might get swamped by cleanup costs. So get Allstate.
Call me, Allstate agent Summer Obernauer, at 412-489-6443, 412-489-6443 today.
Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
I don't know about you, but I was overwhelmed in the supplement aisle. I just wanted a probiotic. Instead, I got confused by all the choices. But at the medicine shop in Oakmont and Penn Hills, owned by Joe DiMatteo, something happened. I was in the supplement section when someone said, "Can I help you?" It was the pharmacist. I had never seen one who'd come out from behind the counter. We talked for a long time, and I got just what I needed. Find what you need at the medicine shop in Oakmont or Penn Hills. Call 412-798-9800 or go to askjoed.com.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call me, Allstate agent Summer Obernauer, at 412-489-6443, 412-489-6443 today.
So before we went to commercial break, Cindy, we were talking about the financial, and that's just a big wow as far as, you know, it's there's so many different components to that. So this is great that you can really put this segment into the insurance agency for summer, because this is so huge. So go ahead, tell us what the do's and the don'ts.
Absolutely. When it comes to the financial end of the business in regards to, you know, what the settlement may be on the divorce, whether it be that you're getting half of the pension from him, he's getting part of yours, 401k, any IRAs that you have existing in the home prior to the divorce, those are all very important parts. And I know when you're going through a divorce, emotionally, that seems to take most of your thoughts in there. And I think what's difficult is that you need to rely on somebody else to kind of help you through the financial end of it, maybe kind of steer you in the right direction, because you're probably only thinking about the moment and how am I going to be able to afford things by myself. That's kind of where I come in, that I'm going to help you with, you know, do we need to put money away for retirement? Do we need something for an emergency? Do we need money that's liquid that you'll be able to grab if you need it within a day or two's notice? A lot of retirement plans, if you're under the age of 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty through the IRS. So we certainly don't want to lock all your money up if you're well under the age of 59 and a half, because we don't want that penalty. So there is a lot of things that you need to consider. There's a lot of, you know, with 28 years of experience, I want to make sure that we get you in the right direction of where you need to be.
And just as we get settlement and equitable distribution, we look at, okay, sometimes we have to take things over and roll things over. Sometimes we have to liquefy some things. Mm-hmm. So it's great to have that piece, because we need to know what are the complications coming up for us. And, you know, I'm going to your point, kudos. People live in the minute, and they are so, and the divorce just tends to do this to you, where you just step in, this is my world right now, and you have no idea of what's coming down the road. Now, I've got people that try to hang on to a house that we know right now you can't afford it, but they'll fight like the dickens to go down and own that house. And 3 years later, we're saying, and we don't want to say we told you so, but we've got a mess to get ourselves out of. What you thought was going to come, you can only withdraw so much to keep your expenses going, and look where your future dollars are going, because that retirement age is really getting taken away from you piece by piece. So this is
correct.
Huge that you do this in conjunction with this, and you put the package together for people.
Yes.
And the package is the key word. In doing this for a number of years with Cindy, we deal with people getting divorced that are 25, 45, 65. The trend, I don't want to say the trend, but it seems we're dealing with more people now who are a little bit older that, for whatever reason, are now on their own. And the recommendations that she might make, because there might be grown kids as opposed to young
right.
kids, there might be some assets that they both have acquired throughout the years. The recommendations she makes are totally different than someone who has kids, you know, who have kids that are young still in school, that they need different types of protection. So her expertise and her experience allows her to deal with both ends of the spectrum.
And it's nice, because sometimes you need somebody out of the loop. You've got your family and your friends breathing down your back saying, oh no, put that away. Oh no, you know what? You got that chunk, use it now. And I see it on both ways. I mean, I've got people that'll put it all away, and meanwhile, they are living less than paycheck to paycheck, because they're so focused on that segment of retirement that they're cutting themselves short. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do. But I think when you can see the whole picture of what your financial future is going to look like post-divorce, it's important, because I'm going to tell you, it can change in any second.
Absolutely.
And we're not always reinventing the wheel. Sometimes other processes that we might have used for prior clients might work in this situation. Other times we need to develop a unique set of ideas based upon the circumstances. So flexibility is the key. And you mentioned that things change over the course. I mean, because we do this now doesn't mean in a year from now we're not going to review it and continually review it, because things change. And so we will create a plan that will have the flexibility to pivot from A to B when these things change, when these things happen.
Right. And I'd love to do a future show where we could get in and secure maybe what it really looks like if you got to take a disability policy out to insure some, you know, part of that segment. Or in understanding the life insurance. Do we want term? Do we want whole? You know, people don't always understand that. And sometimes you've got to convert one to the other based upon what the equitable distribution settlement is in this. You know, what are we protecting when? If your kids are 15 heading to 18 where they're off of your, you're a parent for life. I always want to say that. Okay, we all understand that. But the requirements of what the court can cover you for and protect you for changes at 18. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to bring that in.
I've seen Cindy do life insurance policies and not get into a lot of jargon here, but where she layers it, where you need a certain amount of protection for the first 5 years, then you need an additional or less protection for the next period of time, and it either increases or decreases based upon what your needs are. She's a whiz at helping you figure that out.
And that is so key to this, because a lot of the emotional stuff is still going on, and you can't be emotional when you're dealing with this financial part of it. This is business, and that's where I say these are business transactions, and you've got to think like it's a job to make these business transactions happen that way. And I'm not saying you can't get emotional over making these decisions, but you have to understand which part of the segment you're looking at.
And everybody's individualized. You know, what I would do for one person maybe something different from the other. There's really not any, you know, defined answer for everyone as a group. Everyone has something different that I would recommend.
Yeah, and as the example you brought up, a court order might have come in, we got to get specific life insurance policies. And once they come in, the control, unless you're protected by a court order, I'm telling you can change those beneficiaries. And don't ever, as we talked off air, don't ever assume that he's doing or she's doing what they're supposed to be doing. And it there's a gray line there.
It happens very, very, very often, more than I'd like to see. And what's difficult is that if you are the owner on the policy, and even though I know that there may be some kind of divorce in between there, if you're the owner, I have to confidentially and through professionally, I need to take care of that beneficiary because you're the owner and I need to do it.
And I always instruct people, divorce, usually somebody stays with the people that they've been working with, but I'm always about change. It's new, step it up. You need to bring new people into your life, i.e., whoever that is, financial planners, insurance people, real estate people, you know, you've got to change that up. So I do push that strongly. Final thoughts from you, Mr. Obenauer?
I was wondering, would you spell Obernauer for the people who might not be familiar with the website?
Let's grab those pens and pencils. It's Obernauer. So that's the Obernauer, Obernauer, insuranceagency.com. You can reach them at 412-489-6443.
Allstate agent Summer Obernauer is now serving the Pittsburgh area with all kinds of local insurance advice. Summer is someone you can count on to help you protect all that's good in your life. Stop by his new office at 2101 Greentree Road or call him at 412-489-6443.